This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The city of Salida has approved revised noise regulations, and other towns may follow suit. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us the move comes after a Colorado Supreme Court ruling last fall.
This new ordinance in Salida dramatically lowers outdoor noise limits to match Colorado's statewide regulations. Last fall, the state's high court said Salida was wrong to grant an exemption for a bar to host outdoor music events downtown. The ruling was seen as a dramatic new interpretation of the state's Noise Abatement Act. It also led to a divisive bill this past legislative session. The bill would have given local governments total control over noise regulations. It easily passed the Senate before failing in a House committee. Now, Salida and many other local governments are faced with revising their noise rules. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Tomorrow is a great day to get out from behind a steering wheel in favor of handlebars. That's because Wednesday is Bike to Work Day. Volunteers are now setting up stations statewide as locations to meet up and start riding. They'll offer breakfast snacks and bike-themed giveaways. Here's Nisha Mukshagundam. She manages the Way to Go program for the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
We're just trying to help companies build engagement around commute benefits and commute options, and really help reduce traffic congestion and improve air quality in the process.
The council is offering some incentives to encourage folks to participate. They include a drawing to win a $1,000 cash gift card. This is CPR News. The National Weather Service warns that afternoon and evening storms along the I-25 corridor and the plains could become strong or even severe. Large hail is possible.